Now let's talk about people from India who are planning a trip to Bahrain.
The Bahrain visa system is a really great option for Indian citizens. It's user-friendly and a fast way to get your travel authorization. And they have a wide variety of visas to choose from, whether you're going as a tourist, for business, or for something else entirely.
So no matter what your reason for visiting is, they probably have an visa for you.
They probably do. And they even have the F1 Grand Prix visa for people who are going to the races.
So you can get a visa specifically for that. Okay, so before you start the application process, what do you absolutely need to have ready?
Well, first of all, you need your passport. It has to be valid for at least 6 months after the date you plan to arrive in Bahrain. And you need clear scans of both the photo page and the information page.
Okay, so your passport is essential, of course. What else?
You also need proof that you're not planning on staying in Bahrain longer than your visa allows, like a return ticket or an itinerary for your next destination.
Okay, so they want to know you have a plan. What about accommodation? Do they need to see proof of where you'll be staying?
Yes, it's very helpful to include that. A hotel reservation or a letter from someone in Bahrain who is inviting you to stay with them is good. It shows them that you have a place to stay.
So you're showing them that you have a reason to be in Bahrain and you've planned ahead.
Exactly. And you also need to show them that you have enough money to support yourself while you're there. So think about recent bank statements, credit card statements, or maybe a letter from your employer.
So you have to prove you can pay for things while you're in Bahrain.
Yes. And while these are the most important documents, you might need other things too, depending on what type of visa you're applying for. So for example, if you're applying for a business visa, you might need a letter from your company explaining why you're going, or an invitation from a business contact in Bahrain.
So it's always good to double check what you need for your specific situation.
Right. So if you're an Indian citizen and you have everything.
Right.
So if you're an Indian citizen and you have everything you need, how do you actually apply for the e-visa?
Well, it's all done online through the Bahrain e-visa website. They try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, you just find the apply a visa button and it walks you through the process. It should be pretty easy to follow.
So first you'll need to fill out the application form.
Exactly. And remember, you want to make sure all the information matches your passport perfectly. Name, date of birth, passport number, all of it.
Accuracy is key.
Yes, absolutely. And remember that thing we mentioned for Indian passport holders specifically?
The machine readable zone page.
Yes. Make sure you upload a copy of that page from your passport. It seems like it's really important for their system.
Yeah, it makes me wonder why they specifically need that page from Indian passports.
I'm not sure. The sources don't say. It could be for security reasons, or maybe it's just how their system works.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something to remember.
So once you've filled out the application and uploaded all the documents, you get to choose how fast you want it processed.
Right. You can choose standard, rush, or super rush, depending on how quickly you need the visa and how much you want to spend.
So you pick your processing speed, and then you review everything to make sure it's all correct.
Exactly. And then you hit submit, make note of your application number so you can track it online, and then you make your payment.
They use a secure system so you can use your credit or debit card without worrying.
Exactly. And then they'll send you a confirmation email once they receive your payment.
Yeah.
So you've submitted the application, you've paid the fee, and now you're waiting for that visa to show up in your inbox.
So what happens next? Just sit and wait.
Well, you can actually track your application online. Just go back to their website and look for the Bahrain visa status tab. You'll need your application number and passport number.
That's pretty convenient.
Yeah, it is. And they'll also email you if they need anything else from you, so make sure to check your email regularly.
So let's fast forward a bit. Imagine you've got that visa in your inbox. You're one step closer to Bahrain. But are we ready to pack our bags yet?
Almost. It's always a good idea to print a copy of your visa, just in case.
So even though it's electronic, it's good to have a paper copy just in case your phone dies or something.
Right. And even though you have a visa, remember that the immigration officers at the airport still have the final say about whether you can enter Bahrain.
So be prepared to answer any questions they might have.
Exactly. Just be polite and patient and you'll be fine. And while we're on the topic of being prepared, it's always a good idea to learn a little about the local customs and laws of any country you're visiting.
So what are some things to know about Bahrain?
Well, modesty is important in Bahrain, so it's best to dress conservatively, especially if you're visiting religious sites.
So cover your shoulders and knees.
Yes, that's always a good rule of thumb. And try to avoid public displays of affection. It's just not really done in Bahrain.
So be respectful of the culture. What about alcohol? I know some countries have strict rules about that.
It seems like you can drink alcohol in licensed places like bars and restaurants, but you definitely don't want to be drinking in public.
Okay, so be responsible.
Exactly. And while we're talking about cultural differences, why not learn a few basic Arabic phrases before you go? Even just knowing how to say thank you or goodbye in Arabic can go a long way.
That's a good idea. It shows that you're making an effort.
Yes, it does. Okay, let's talk about practical matters. What about money in Bahrain?
Well, I know that US dollars are accepted in a lot of places, but it's probably a good idea to have some local currency too.
Right. You can exchange your money when you get to Bahrain at the airport or at banks and exchange places.
And before you even leave home, make sure your debit and credit cards will work in Bahrain.
Yes, you don't want to be stuck somewhere without a way to pay. And speaking of being prepared, travel insurance is always a good idea.
It is. You never know what might happen, so it's good to be protected.
Right. And for those who want to stay connected, think about getting a local SIM card when you arrive. That way you can avoid those crazy roaming charges.
That's a good tip. And while we're talking about connecting with the locals, let's circle back to that interesting thing about Indian passport holders needing to show a copy of their machine-readable zone page.
Yeah, it's not clear why they specifically need that, but it's definitely important to have it.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if there's some information on that page that's not anywhere else in the passport.
It's possible. It's just a good reminder to do your research and be prepared when you're traveling internationally.
Absolutely. So let's imagine that you spent some time in Bahrain and you've decided you're not ready to leave. What if you want to stay longer?
Well, Bahrain has some options for people who want to stay longer term. If you're thinking about working there, you'll need a work visa, which usually means you need a company in Bahrain to sponsor you.
And if you're thinking about joining family who already live and work in Bahrain, you would apply for a family visa.
Right. And for those who have enough money to support themselves and don't need a job or sponsor, there's the self-sponsored visa. That one lets you live in Bahrain for a year, and you can usually renew it as long as you still meet the requirements. It's a great way to experience life in Bahrain without being tied to a job or family.
So there are different paths for different situations.
Exactly. So we've covered a lot of ground today about getting into Bahrain, all sorts of different visas and tips for navigating the process.
It's like we've taken a whirlwind tour of the Bahrain visa system. We've explored all sorts of scenarios from quick tourist trips to longer stays and even the possibility of relocating. And we've uncovered some interesting quirks along the way, like that machine-readable zone requirement for Indian passports.
Yeah, it just goes to show that you can never be too prepared when it comes to international travel. Every country has its own unique rules and procedures.
Absolutely. So whether you're dreaming of exploring ancient forts, experiencing the thrill of the Formula One races, or simply soaking up the vibrant culture, we hope this deep dive has equipped you with the knowledge and confidence to navigate the Bahrain visa system and make your travel dreams a reality.
And if these sources sparked your curiosity about Bahrain, keep exploring. You never know what hidden gems you might uncover.
Happy travels, everyone.